Okay, we are up to the last mitzvah in Parshas Ekev, mitzvah Taf Lamed Hey, mitzvah 435, as we get to the Isser, or the mitzvah of Uvishmo Tishaveya. What does that mean? As we mentioned, this is the fourth mitzvah in this pasuk. Every phrase is another mitzvah, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you shall have Yirat Shemayim. Oso Sa'avod, you shall serve Hashem. We said that's the mitzvah of Tefillah. Uvo Sidbak, you shall cling to Hashem. How do we do that? We cling to Talmidei Chachamim, with the goal of getting close to Hashem. Uvishmo Tishaveya. And in his name you shall swear. What exactly, and how are we supposed to understand this mitzvah? As we will see, the Ramban does not think it's such a mitzvah. Not such a great thing. Uvishmo Tishaveya. But the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, and the Chinuch follows him. What does the Rambam say? What does the Chinuch say? First, let's read the Chinuch. Lehi shava bishmo baruchu be'eish shenitztarech lahachazik ulekayim davar o laharchiko. To swear in the name of God, whenever we need to be mechuzak in a certain area, I really want to be mekayim something, I want to make sure I do something, or I want to make sure I don't do something. Let's say I really want to be on a diet. I don't want to eat this, because this is, so I say, I swear in the name of Hashem that I won't eat blank. Right? It sounds like from the Rambam that this is a good idea. This is a mitzvah, say, to swear in the name of God when we really need something. The Rambam does not mention specifically mitzvah. This is based on the Gemara in Temura on Daf Gimel, where the Gemara's maskana seems to be that not only is it allowed to swear l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, which we discussed yesterday, the Ramban learns out that what the Rambam counted yesterday in Uvo Sidbak, and the Rambam and the Chinuch said that means getting close to Talmidei Chachamim, the Ramban learns from that same pasuk that there is a concept of making a shvua l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. I want to make sure I do the mitzvah of sukkah, so I'll swear about it that I'm going to do the mitzvah. Even though you're not really accomplishing anything. Why? Because you're mushba va'omed me har Sinai. We already all took a shvua at har Sinai that we would be b'kayim the Torah. But still, it's chal nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. And it's a good idea. That's what the Ramban says and how he uses yesterday's phrase, uvo sidbak. And he says, today is not a mitzvah. We'll get to the Ramban soon. But the Rambam says, as it is, and it doesn't mention specifically mitzvah. Whenever you want to do something, and it's true, and I'm swearing properly, this is not the Aseret HaDibros, that's Lashav, that's meaningless, that's for no reason, just saying God's name. But here, it is swearing the name of God when there is something important to accomplish or to stay away from. The Rambam expands upon this in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the seventh mitzvah, and seems to be an important mitzvah. We don't know exactly what the order is for the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but the mitzvahs that say the Rambam has believing in Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and then Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Tefillah, and then yesterday's mitzvah to be with Talmidei Chachamim, and then today's mitzvah to be Nishba Bishmo. So in the hierarchy, out of 248, this is number 7. So it's pretty serious. The Rambam says, Shetzivanu lihishava bishmo yisaleh, kishenitztarech lekayim davar min advarim, ola hachisho, when I really want to do something, I don't want to be mechazik myself, I could swear, ki bazeh hagadula l'shem yitaleh v'kavod v'ilui, because this is showing kavod to Hashem, uvishmo tishaveya. That is the Rambam, and that is the Chinuch. Lefi, continuing now, sheyesh bazeh in the Chinuch, lefi sheyesh bazeh gedula b'chukov agriv aromas, as the Rambam said. Most of the time, if you read the Sefer Chinuch closely, as he says, this brings Kiddush Hashem, one might implicitly already limit the din. And we can even limit it based on Rashi. Rashi in our pasuk says, Hashem Elokecha Tira, it's a process, the pasuk. If you fear God, v'sava bo, and you serve him properly, v'sidba bo, and you stick to him, ula achar sheyiu b'cha kala midos halalu, oz bishmo tishaveya. You want to swear in the name of God? Wonderful. But you have a lot to do before that. You have to have, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, uvo sidbak, oso sa'avod, then uvishmo tishaveya. Who is ready to say that they are on that level? One has to have proper kavanos, perfect kavanos, and making sure that they're going to be mekayimit. That is why, because of these sveikas, even the Rambam counted as a separate mitzvah. Most poskim assume that this is something that we try to stay away from. Try to stay away from shvuas, even shvuas l'shem shamayim, even shvuas about the truth, we try to stay away. The Pardis Yosef, an achronim from 100 years ago or so, quotes this on the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, where the pasuk says that Yaakov took a shvuah, Vayishava Yaakov, b'fachad aviv Yitzchak. in the name of the Pachad. It doesn't say Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. Why Pachad? So he quotes the Sefer Bina Le'itim. The Vadai Yitzchak Hayamazir Labanav Lihishame Mishvua Va'amar Kol Yaakov. Yitzchak obviously taught Yaakov the message of keeping your call as the call of Yaakov. Kishe yishtamish bekolo sheyia kol Yaakov. Bidvarim la'avodes Hashem. Oz ein ha'yadayim yidei Esav sholtos. V'im ein ha'kol merusan b'shlemus. If the call of Yaakov is not properly muzzled, u'mizeh u'ma gam lehishava shelo b'maka mitzvah, chas ha'shlemuso. Yeah, the Rambam says it, but the Parthes Yosef quotes from many sources, as we'll see in a minute, Bez Hashem, that it is not a good idea. Even L'emes, if it's not L'shem Mitzvah. Even L'shem Mitzvah, we don't do Bizman Hazeh. We're generally not mechazik ourselves in that way. We try to stay away from oaths. The Amar, and that's why, Ki Kishal HaChatzuhu, HaHechrech Lishava Nishba Oz HaShua B'Fachad, Mi Yitzchak Machbaz Azharuseim, HaYos Rachok Me'aviyah, U'manas, and then he ends off by saying, Manaseh B'dor Hazeh, what can we say about our generation? V'Oy L'dor Shektanim Nishmam L'gdolim B'dor Hazeh. How many young people hear the adults using this language, ki abanim shomim shvua mipi aviem, they hear their fathers, the yilmadu lasos came, and they will learn to do it. Right? And this is whenever there is even something true. Even something true, right? That somebody says, I swear to God, I'm telling the truth, I swear to God. So is that losis Hashem al kechal hashav? So lachara, that's not Losisa, because it's true. Lashav means, we've spoken about this in the past, right, if it's sheker or it's shav, shav might mean unneeded. So if somebody feels they want to convince somebody, they can say, I swear to God. But as we see, what the poskim are telling us about today's mitzvah, it's something that we try to stay away from. And there are many different midrashim and early sources that reflect the fact that that's not the language that we are supposed to be using. The midrashim talk about that Yanai HaMelech had certain cities in his Maisa B'Yanai HaMelech, Shehailo Alpayim Ayaros, V'Kulam Nechrevu Al Shvuos Emes. They were all destroyed, all these cities, for the Shvuos of Emes. And the Cholos Alavavo says that also we should stay away even min ha-emes, even from truth, true Shvuos, the Sefer Chasidim. He quotes all these sources. In Saf Yud Ches, Maisa Shaya Echan Mukhi Yivshua V'Nachri, there was a guy that was Chayiv Shvuos to a non-Jew, Amalei HaChacham, Afilu Im Titin Kol Amo Shetotzi, Bedin Litztaka, Mutav Shlo Titin Litztaka, V'lo Tishava Afilu Be'emes. V'lachin Yizor Shlo Yasa Menachri, Yivisol El B'nei Edim. Right, one shouldn't put themselves into a situation where they're going to have to take a Shvuos even truthfully, right? And that's why also the minhag in many places, if a Jew has to be in a secular court or be on a jury duty, whatever it is, they affirm and not swear because of this histaigus, this jumping back, even though it seems to be allowed based on the pashas of the Gemara in Temur and Daf Gimel, and even though the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah here where it is needed. But remember, we remember the Rashi. Maybe if only if someone is on a certain level can he then use this tool. But those of us who aren't on the level of fulfilling all the first parts of the pasuk, maybe this is not a tool that we should use. We should try to be mechazik ourselves and take upon ourselves commitments without having the lashon of the Shavua. Good. Continuing. Says the Chinuch in the next paragraph, Mishor Shia Mitzvah. Kibi, what's the Shor Shia the Mitzvah? According to the Rambam, again, the Mitzvah is swearing, to, in Hashem's name in order to perform something or to stay away from something. Kibi Yosenu Mekaimim Devarenu Bishma Gadol. If I fulfill my action based on my commitment to Hashem and that I used and I invoked His name to force myself to do this, so then this action will ultimately bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm doing this action to connect to Him as a commitment to His name. Tishchazek b'libeinu ha'emuna bo v'hashkachaso aleinu v'yakol dvareinu v'zed davar barur. If I commit to a certain job in the name of Hashem, so that'll bring me closer to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubidine mitzvahs ha-shvuos v'nedarim. The Rambam, the Chinuch said, I already wrote about the halachas of shvuos and nedarim earlier in Parshas Yisra. V'yinohekas b'chol makam u'v'chol zman b'zachar me'min ha-gevis. This mitzvah applies always, men and women, even though today we already said one should stay away. V'yovaral zev l'ratzal yishavah b'shvol le'esat tzarech. So what if there's a tzarech? There's a tzarech. Somebody, I'm just giving you the example, to go on a diet. There's a tzarech to take a shvua to try, if somebody thinks they're not going to be able to keep the diet, so maybe they shouldn't take the shvua, because then it might turn into a shvua sheker. But what if somebody's pretty sure it's a positive thing to do, and they're going to try to do it, and they want to go visit somebody, weekly. So they're going to take a shvua, and if they have the opportunity and they don't, then it's a bittul asay according to the Rambam. But as we mentioned, the Ramban does not think so. The Ramban right here on the Sefer HaMitzvah says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. There is never a chiyiv to take a shvuah in the name of Hashem to be machazik yourself. No! Maybe l'shem mitzvah, nishpa l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. That's what the Ramban learned out elsewhere. But stam, not in the context of a mitzvah, to take a shvua, to make sure you do something, there's no such thing. She'ein ha-shvua b'shmo, gam ba'is ha-tzorech mitzvah zaseh klau, ki'im rishis gemura. It's voluntary. You have the opportunity if you want to. Shim nirtza nishpa, v'im lo nirtza lishava la'olam, e'im b'ka klum. There's nothing wrong with never taking a shvua. And the Ravid also argues, the Ravid in the Minyan HaKatzar, in the shorter list, the beginning of Mishnah Torah, Amar Avram, zu eina min ha-minyan, shalo ba elo la-hazir, shalo yishava be'el acher. It's an isra'aseh. Uvishmoti shaveya, don't swear in any other, in the name of any other god. But not that you should swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ulai alze omar delav haba mechlal aseh aseh. It's a lav haba mechlal aseh, but it's not counted as a separate aseh. The Kena Sofrim, one of the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvah, suggests, even though it's not the simple reading of the Rambam, maybe the Rambam agrees to the Ramban and the Ravid. Who says that he's saying in general? Maybe all the Rambam is saying is that where you must swear, it's a good thing and it's going to bring to Yirat Shemayim and it's going to bring to Shavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe, because maybe we should read this Sefer HaMitzvos in light of the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. Says the Kena Sofrim, if we look in Mishnah Torah, in Perek Yud Aleph, where does one ever have to take a Shavua? Only in Bezdin. Bezdin's V'chayiv Shavuos. Suggests the Kena Sofrim, maybe that's all the Rambam is talking about. In cases where you have to take a Shavua. Because listen to the language of the Rambam. In Perek Yud Aleph, Kishem Sheshvua Shav V'Sheker below Saseh. Just like making a Shavua Shav, unneeded, V'Sheker. False. Are alosa say kach mitzvahs asay she yishava mishen ischayev shvua bebeizdin bashem. So too, it's a mitzvahs asay to swear where you are obligated to. Just like it's an iser to swear falsely, so too it's a mitzvahs asay to swear where you're obligated to. Interesting kishem. We've mentioned many times. Whenever the Rambam says kishem, our ears should open wide. Why does the Rambam have to say the word kishem? Just tell us the halacha. What do you need the comparison for? There's something about the connection between shvua sheker and shav, which are asur, and the shvua bebezdin, which is chayif. Shene emar, and he quotes our pasuk, uvishmo tishava, zu mitzvah zaseh. And that's where he quotes, shahashvua bishmo agadol, a shvua in the name of Hashem, vahakadosh, midarche ha'avodahi. This is part of proper avoda, the hidur, the kiddush gadol hu lihishava bishmo. It's a great thing. But says the Kena Sofer, you read this Rambam, and he quotes our pasuk, it sounds like it's very limited. It sounds like it's only referring to the shvuas that are mechuyev in court. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah Torah. Shesivanu lishava b'shmo yidala kishin it's tarech. L'kayim davar men advarim olachisho. So again, you can read it. Because the Rambam should say Bezdin in the Mishnah, in the Seir HaMitzvah. He doesn't. He just says, whenever you need to. Okay, but maybe that word need is a reference to Bezdin, because that's the only time that you're ever going to have to swear. Either way, that's an important ha'ara that the Kinas Sofrim has, that maybe is limited. Shem Nirtz, weiter. Continuing. The Chinuch is still quoting the Ramban. The Chinuch quotes the Ramban, and he quote the Ramban quotes the Medrash. Amar lema kadosh baruch hu liYisrael. Lo tiyu svurim, shehuta lachem lihishava b'shmi afilu be'emes. The Medrash, don't think you can swear my name even in truth. Elim ken yu b'chal kalamidas ha'ela. Only if you have all these midos, like Rashi quoted. Et ha'shem al kechatira, oso sabar o'sidbach. V'yachar kach, uvishmo tishava. V'im nirtze nuchal omar sheyavo, uvishmo tishava. They did not say, v'lo sasei, l'shvil b'shem avodazara. Maybe it's limited to avodazara. Either way, the Ramban clearly states there is no chiyav. Maybe outside, in Bezdin, there's definitely a chiyav. And Nishmal HaKayim is a mitzvah, there's definitely more encouragement. But outside of that, the Ramban says not. And halacha lamaisa, we very much try not to use any language of shvuas, I swear, or even I promise, we try to stay away from, right? We just to use our koach hadibor properly. Somewhat related, not 100% connected, but we have some time now, somewhat related to talking about the yeshava b'shem Hashem is the issue of brachos, right? Swearing in the name of God, unneeded. What about brachos in using shem Hashem, unneeded? It's interesting chiluk, one has to always remember, there's two different ideas. There's a bracha levatala and a bracha she'enet sricha. A bracha levatala is just a bracha in the middle of nowhere, bracha levatala. I say a bracha, but I don't need to say a bracha levatala. Bracha d'Hashem al kedem achlav shakol yevara. Out of the blue, I'm not drinking, I'm not eating. I just say a bracha. Bracha d'Hashem al kedem achlav osi maaseh bereishis. It's true, but I say it's a bracha levatala. Bracha she'in it's three, and that bracha levatala, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachas and Daf Lamed Gimel, that's an isra of osisa. Major machlokas. What does that mean in isra of osisa? Rov Rishonim assume that's only an isra d'rabanan. Rov Rishonim assume that to make a bracha levatala is derabanan. Why? Because if you look at it, it's a beautiful statement that you made. It's just not done here. It's the Chachamim didn't sanction it here. But it's a beautiful statement. That's why it's in a derabanan. It's not really lo sisa. The Rambam holds this is daraisa. The Rambam in Hilchos, in a tshuva, and the pashtus in the Mishnah Torah holds it is a daraisa. So it's known as the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Fine, that's about a bracha levatala. But there's a separate idea called bracha shenitzricha. Let's say I'm shechting five different animals in the same spot in a row, and I don't have hesach hadas, one bracha. I don't make a new bracha on every maisa shechita, right? So that's a bracha shenitzricha, that's a separate idea. So it's bracha levatala and bracha shenitzricha. What does one do if one says a bracha she'ena tzricha, bracha levatala? What does one do? So we know the Tosfos in Brachas quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosfos in Brachas Daf Lamed Tes quotes the Yerushalmi in Brachas, who says we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Olam Vo'ed. Right? We all grow up knowing that. That's what we say when we say an unneeded bracha. There is a lundish question. Rav Asher Weiss discusses this in Parshas Yisro in Simid Lamed. What does Baruch Shem do? What does Baruch Shem do? I said a bracha I shouldn't have said. Oh, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Olam Vo'ed. What does that do? So two ways to look at it. Does that wipe out what I did? I said an inappropriate bracha. Right when I say Baruch Shem, I have now made it appropriate. I have changed what I did. Because I just gave praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a full tikkun of what I did. And in Amela, there is no bracha levatala. And when I have to do tshuva at the end of the year, I don't have to do tshuva for this. I already did tshuva for this. Or no, even better, I didn't do tshuva for it. I fixed what I had done, and therefore, tshuva is not needed. Is that how I understand it? Is it tikkun? Or do I say, no, the bracha levatala is a bracha levatala. You can't change that. You can't change that. It's done. But you take a tshuva opportunity. You desecrated God's name a little bit by saying a bracha that you didn't need to. So you know what? Be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's tshuva. It's not, doesn't change anything. You still made a bracha shen etzricha, but it is tshuva. And he suggests, maybe it's a machlokas. If you look at the language closely, it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says in two places, Perek Dalet Alecha Yud of Hilchos Brachos, and Hilchos Shvuos in Perek Yud Beis, if somebody says Baruch Shem, they have fixed what they originally did. Says the Rambam, Not al ochel b'rechel fanav, I take an apple, I say a bari priya eight, and it fell out of my hands, and rolls down, and it falls into the sewer. And I have no other apples, and I didn't have anything else in mind. So what do you do? The Rambam says, "Vitzarech lomar baruch shem al bracha rishona kidei shelo lahotzi shem shamayim levatala." Say baruch shem so that you didn't say shem shamayim. You're fixing it. You didn't say it. And then the Rambam says it also in Hilchos Shvuos. Im ta balashon vahotzi shem shamayim levatala yimaher miyad v'yishabeach v'yifaer v'yahader lo kidei shelo yizach levatala. So you fixed it. On the other hand, if you look in the language of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Vav, when we talk about this, Tzarech Lomar Baruch Shem Al Shehotzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Sounds like you have to do Baruch Shem because you did this, not because you're fixing anything. So if you look at the language, there might be a difference between the Rambam and the Tur. Is there enough? Would there be an afkamina between the two? What's the difference? You have to do Baruch Shem anyway. Would there be an afkamina? He suggests, maybe, interestingly, does it have to be right away, miyad? According to the Rambam, that you're fixing it, lachar, it has to be right away. Miyan, you did something wrong. You're trying to undermine what you just did in a good way. And therefore, it's got to be right away, even more than token the dira, boom, 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 to undermine what you just did. But according to the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's just doing some tshuva afterwards, but not that you're fixing what you did. So then maybe it doesn't have to be so close. It should be, but it doesn't have to be. And that's why Rasha Weiss is made that the language of the Shulchan Aruch does not say miyad. Doesn't say miyad. The Rambam's lashon is yemaher. You got to do it quickly. Yemaher. Yemaher miyad v'yishabeach. That's the Rambam l'shitaso. Mashenkin, according to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't have miyad. Probably the most well-known baruch shem that we have is said by Ashkenazic men every morning when they put on tefillin. But on tefillin, there is a major machlokas. We've shown him how many baruchas to say on tefillin. One or two. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that one is said on both. And the Rama paskins the minhag of Ashkenazim to say two brachas. One on the Shel Yad, one on the Shel Rosh. And right after, not right after, after I put on the Shel Rosh, and then I get it properly placed on my head, after that, then I say Baruch Shem. Mishnah Berurah screams that people shouldn't say Baruch Shem too early. I want you to first put it on their head, say the bracha, get it in the right position, and then say Baruch Shem. Good. So what's the purpose of Baruch Shem there? So the Pashas is that we're choshish for the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says he's supposed to only say one bracha. We said a second bracha. We feel bad that we went against the Rambam, so we say Baruch Shem. This is the only time we do such a thing. Right? Usually we don't say brachas and then say rely on Baruch Shem l'chadchila. Right? We don't do that. No matter which approach that you would say. So that is what we assume, just to be choshish for the covenant of Rishon of the Rambam. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he has a fascinating suggestion in Hilchas Tefillin, in Simen Chafei, where he says, Nira li, de birchas al mitzvah tefillin, he birchas hoda'a. Kamosha kasavti mikodem. Because mitzvah azu, this mitzvah of tefillin is our connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ikker of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, Shema Yisrael, which is written in our tefillin. U'b'yosha ha'ikar ha'keshuhu b'pazak Shema Yisrael, v'lachin anu omen baruch shem, k'mo she'Yakov Avinu anakein, b'esha shvatim amru Shema Yisrael. Wow. When they said Shema Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu answered Baruch Shem Kavod. So when we put on our tefillin, we also say Baruch Shem following that. It's not mitam safek, but it's mitam he says earlier, he says, how can you make two brachas? So he says, it can't be, that's why he doesn't like the case of, that it's Bitam Safik. He just says, we're following the Gemara Psachim. When Yaakov Avinu, when they were Makabal Omachos Shamayim, he responded with Baruch Shem. So right after we are Makabal Omachos Shamayim, by putting on our tefillin, that is a Kapalas Ol, we also say Baruch Shem. So it's just like we say Shema and Baruch Shem, so too we put on our tefillin and say Baruch Shem. So this is just a little discussion of brachas and brachal atala and baruch shem, which relates to using shem Hashem for a shvua. Is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? This is mitzvah tough lamed hey baruch Hashem. This has taken us through parshas Ekev. Next time we start the first of big parshios, the first of the parshios with many, many mitzvahs in them. Re'eh is coming up, which has 55 mitzvahs. Shoftim has 41 mitzvahs. Kiseitzeh has 74 mitzvahs. After that, we'll only have 8 left. So, Be'ez Hashem, we have a lot in front of us, but coming up next time is Parshas Re'eh.